Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So my father-in-law came over to visit this week, and he and my wife got in a heated discussion, which became a heated argument to the point where I was getting concerned because my father-in-law is an older man, and I was concerned that I thought the guy was literally going to have a heart attack. That's how charged this thing became. He became so angry. The veins were popping out of his neck. You know, my wife got so angry. And what it was a political discussion. And I'm so sick and tired of what's going on here in the United States. And I know where it's coming from, or at least where a lot of it's coming from. It's coming from the media, and they're charging us all up. And it's such a crazy thing that we're doing. And in the case of my wife and my father-in-law, you know, one of them is devoted to watching Fox News all day. The other is devoted to watching MSNBC all day. And all we get is arguments that ensue because all these people that are on these shows and on the so-called news, they're there to fire you up. And if you really think about it, if you continue to fire people up, you get them amped, you start arguing, all of a sudden people start to really focus on this because maybe it's entertaining, and then all of a sudden they get sucked in. And at the end of the day, they're there to make money. And the way they make money is they keep your eyes glued to that screen so that the advertising pays off. Right? That's what's happening. And the longer you're watching, and the more you take in this toxic garbage that's coming at you from these media outlets, the more money they make. And they're doing it to us to the point where people are brainwashed over this stuff. And I look at it and I get frustrated, and I can't help to look at the country that I live in right now and the divide that we're seeing. Right? I've been on this planet for 50 years and I've never seen anything like this before, nor is anybody I know or I've spoken to. And it's being fueled by the media, this hate and this anger. And the point is if you're diving into this stuff, you continue to focus on it, you're gonna bring it into your life and you're gonna attract more of it. It's like anything else. If you're shopping for a car, you see the commercials for that car, you see that car on the road because you're so tuned into it. And my point to you is, what if you just took a break from it? Especially until the election. What's really going to happen over the next couple of weeks that's going to change your mind? Right? And all it's going to do is continue to fuel anger. So what if you just stepped away from it and stopped watching it minute by minute? And here's the thing. If something does happen, I promise that somebody's going to let you know. But we don't need to be tuned into this stuff. I've said it before, but I've never seen anything like this before. There's just so much anger. There's so much hostility. And if you're feeling it, and if you're getting a charge from arguing with people over these things, then you're affected by it, and you're one of those people. And you know, none of us has to be that person. Take a step back, go take a walk in nature, go put something on Netflix or HBO, or just do something else that's not politics, that's not based in hate. That doesn't just make you angry and make you want to fight with other people. I just don't understand what's happening here. I mean, I do understand why, but I view it as self-inflicted. So much of what's going on, we're doing to ourselves. We don't have to listen to this thing minute by minute. We don't have to tune into this thing minute by minute. Just walk away. Do something else. Tune into something that's positive, uplifting. Even if you want to watch a show that's not related to anything, whether it's science fiction, have an escape, but do something that's not politically motivated, because God knows we can all use a break from the garbage that's going on right now. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today and for this week, do what you can to separate yourself from all the toxic media consumption that we're going through. Walk away from it. Try not to get affected by it. Do your best not to argue with people around you. Find an activity or a hobby that creates a diversion from this stuff so you don't feel the need to watch it and to deal with it. But we all need to get back to some semblance of normalcy here. This pandemic has left us in a place where we have more time on our hands. It's left us in a place where we're probably spending more time looking at screens. There has to be something more productive that we can do for ourselves. Find that hobby. Find that passion. Do something that's not tuning into the toxicity of the media and all the garbage that we're being subjected to. You can control what you take in. Exercise that ability and do everything in your power to divert your energy and to divert your attention to something more productive and to something more positive.